Message tonight is a new start for you in 2021. How many here agree tonight that 2020 was tough? It was a difficult year. Tough year. It's got to be the toughest year that I remember in my 46 years here on this earth. And we don't want 2021 to be a repeat of 2020. Could you say amen here tonight? You know, we need to be optimistic for America that something good can happen in the USA this year. It can be the year of a new start for our nation. And personally, in your life, you can be on the road to a new start beginning today for 2021. And maybe tonight you've been thinking, you know, I need a new start in my life. And God knows the new start you're needing this year. He knows the new start you may be needing financially, that you may need more finances in 2021. He knows the new start you may be needing in your health, that you may need to overcome a certain illness or disease. He knows about the new start you may be needing in a certain relationship. He knows about the new start you may be needing in a career, in a job, moving from one job maybe to another. He knows the new start you may be facing tonight for education. God knows it all. He knows the new start you may be needing in a housing situation or in a church attendance situation. So tonight we're going to read from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20, about the miraculous conversion experience of Saul and how he experienced a new start in two different ways. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on Saul here tonight. He was a Pharisee. He was a strict Pharisee, he says in Acts 26, verse 5. He was a hard-hearted guy. You know, he persecuted the followers of Jesus Christ to the death, he says in Acts 22, verse 4. He was even giving approval to Stephen's death in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. He was a hard-hearted guy. He persecuted the followers of the way, the followers of Jesus Christ, to their death. He thought he was doing God a favor. So we're going to pick up here in Acts 9, verse 1. And we're going to talk about two new starts in the life of Saul. Acts 9, verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up," verse 6, "go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind, did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. So, from what we just read, we're going to talk about two new starts in the life of Saul. Remember, he was a persecutor of Christians. He was a strict Pharisee. You see, he was on the road to Damascus, but little did he know that he was on the road to a new start spiritually. He heard the audible voice of Jesus saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" He's saying, "Who are you, sir?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. And then another version, the KJV, says in verse 6 that Saul asks, I'm paraphrasing now, "What are you wanting me to do? And Jesus says, "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And then Saul is in the house of Judas on Straight Street praying and telling him in a vision that Ananias would come and lay his hands on him and pray for him. And we jump down in verse 18. After Ananias prays for Saul, immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. So, Saul experienced a new start spiritually. A new start spiritually. He heard Jesus audibly. He had a conversation with Jesus. He had an encounter with Jesus, and then Ananias prayed for him, and those physical scales fell off his eyes, emblematic of the spiritual scales that fell off his spiritual life. He was able to see again spiritually. He knew about God, but now he knew Jesus personally by faith in him. Saul had a new start spiritually. He had a born-again experience with Jesus. His human spirit was recreated. Can you agree to that tonight? He had a new start spiritually. He became a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the second new start that Saul experienced was a new start in his ministry. Remember what I said earlier. He said in Acts 26:5 that he was a strict Pharisee. He was a hard-hearted person. He was persecuting the followers of the way, the followers of Jesus Christ. After he spent several days with the disciples in Damascus, verse 19, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. He had a change in his ministry. He went from breaking disciples of Jesus Christ to making disciples of Jesus Christ. He went from being a breaker of disciples of Jesus Christ to a maker of disciples of Jesus Christ. He had a tremendous conversion experience in his life and ministry here in Acts chapter 9. That is the miracle working power of God in effect in that man's life. And God is no respecter of persons. If God did it for Saul, I'm here to tell you tonight that God can do it for us. If God gave Saul a new start, God can give you a new start in 2021. Starting tonight, you can be on the road to a new start in some area of your life. And God knows what new start you're needing beginning tonight. It doesn't have to be the same that it was last year. God has got something better for you this year in 2021. He's got a fresh start for your life. So, for the next few minutes, I want to talk about this. What can we observe from Acts 9, verses 1 through 20, in order to experience a new start this year? What are some of the things we can pull from the account I just read to apply to our lives in order to receive a new start in our lives personally. There's certain things in Acts 9, verses 1 through 20, that we can pull and apply to our lives in order to be on the road to the new start that God has got for us this year. Number one is what? Prayer. We have got to pray. In Acts 9, verse 11, the Lord told Ananias of Damascus, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he's seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." Saul was praying to God. He was communicating with God. At the start of this year, friends, if you want to be on the road to a new start in 2021, you have got to be praying. You've got to ask God in your times of prayer. Wake up early in the morning and pray to God. Say, "God, what new thing do you have for me in 2021? And I'm preaching to myself here tonight because you know what? I can pray a little more. I can use some more prayer. We all can, right? Communicating with the Almighty God. So Saul was praying, and we need to be praying to God on a continual basis. Our lives have got to be in open communication with God. When you wake up in the morning early, pray to God, talk with God. Say, "God, what is it that you're wanting me to do with my life this year in order to experience a new start in my personal existence?" And God will speak to you. We've got to get orders from headquarters, and that's what prayer is. It's getting orders from headquarters. You know, God is infinite in His knowledge. He sees your life to the very end. We only see so far ahead in our lives. But God sees our lives to the very end. He is infinite in knowledge. And He knows that He's got a new start, something new for you this year, something good for you this year. But you've got to get your orders from headquarters, from God, in prayer. We need to start this year off in prayer, and we need to continue in prayer on a daily basis. Remember, in Acts 9:11, Saul was praying. Saul was praying, and so should we. I'm going to read you from the speaker's quote book a little something here on prayer. "Too often our prayers are never geared toward asking for something definite. When a boy asks his father for something, he doesn't beat around the bush about it, but he comes right out and asks for it. We need to be like that in our praying. Ask for something definite." When you wake tonight, when you leave, start praying to God. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, say, "God, I need a definite word from you. What new thing do you have for my life this year?" And God will speak that to you. Let's look at Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. And Paul writes to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So tonight, you might be worried. You might be anxious. You might be thinking, "Man, what does 2021 hold for me? Will 2021 be like 2020? Is there going to be something better in my life this year?" And your mind might be going crazy tonight. You might be worried. You might be anxious. But Paul writes to the Philippians, and it applies to us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And just go to God and say, "God, I'm feeling a little anxious about 2021. Is there something new for me in this year? Will it be like 2020? Go to God. Just talk to Him if you're anxious. Pray to Him. Present your petition to Him with thanksgiving, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And as you pray to God, as you communicate to God, that's what prayer is. It's communicating with God. You speak to God and God speaks back. It's a conversation that you have with God. And as you communicate with God, maybe in a state of anxiety that you might be in, He will give you His peace to replace any worry and anxiety. That peace that surpasses any human understanding, He will put on the inside of you as you communicate with Him, as you pray with to Him at the start of 2021. So, number one, to start on the road of the new start, the new thing that God has got for you in 2021 here in January, the first thing you've got to do is what? You've got to pray, communicate with God. He'll replace your anxiety, your worry, and your fear with His peace. Don't let anxiety and fear keep you up at night. Pray to God, and the Prince of Peace will put His peace on the inside of you. Then, number two, once you hear what God is telling you to do, once you hear about the new start, the new thing that God is wanting to do with your life this year, you've got to write it down. You've got to write it down. Saul, that we read about in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20, he wrote so many epistles in the New Testament. And he writes down in Galatians chapter 1 concerning this conversion experience that he had in Acts chapter 9. Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, he says this: "But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus." And in that ministry experience, when Ananias was ministering to Saul in Acts chapter 9 and Ananias prayed for him, I believe that it was revealed to Saul in that ministry experience that God had called him to preach the gospel and to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And he wrote it down. It's here in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. And so I encourage you tonight, when you pray to God and you feel that God has put in your spirit the thing He's wanting you to do this year, the new thing, the new start He's got for you in 2021, take what you hear from God and write it down on paper. Take pencil, take pen, and write it down on paper where you see it on a consistent basis. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, you want to see what God spoke to you. You want to see that you will be on the road to this new start that God has for you. What new thing does God have for you? God knows what He has. Seek Him in prayer. And after He speaks about what new thing, what new start He has for your life, you've got to write it down. Got to write it down. Paul was a writer, as I said. He wrote many epistles. He wrote down the things that God revealed to him. Write it down. Look at it in the morning and when you go to bed at night. And number three, to be on this road to a new start in 2021, you've got to do one more thing that we find in the conversion experience account of Saul in Acts 9, verses 1 through 20. It's found in verse 20. We'll back up to verse 19. "After taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God." He heard from God in prayer. He wrote, and he took action upon what God had placed upon his life. He got up, and he took steps towards it. Friends, you can hear from God. You can write it down. But guess what? In order to be on the road to the new start, you have got to be taking steps with your life. It says that at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. The man who was once a disciple breaker became a disciple maker for Jesus Christ. He took steps forward, friends. He took steps forward. And so do we have to take steps forward in the thing that God has got for us. James writes in James 2:17 that faith without works is dead. You've got to put action to your faith. You can believe that God has got something new. You can believe that God has got something fresh for you this life, in your life. But guess what? You've got to start putting action, taking steps in connection to your faith. Because faith without works is useless. So maybe the new start that God has got for you this year is reconciliation of a broken relationship. What steps could you take immediately, beginning tonight, to reconcile that broken relationship? Maybe you've had a grievance against somebody who has offended you. What are some of the steps you could take in receiving a new start in that human relationship? You could pick up the phone and maybe call that person. Maybe you can write them a note, send them a text, send them an email. Tell them that you want to talk with them. Those are taking steps towards this new start of a reconciled relationship in 2021. Maybe the new start, the new thing that God has got for you this year is better health, overcoming an illness in your life. But you've got to take steps forward to doing that thing. You know, you might have high blood pressure or diabetes. You've got to take steps in the natural immediately, starting today, like maybe improving your exercise or diet regimen to receive that new start in your physical body this year. Is that making sense here tonight? Maybe you need more finances. And God maybe will speak to you and say that He's going to increase your finances this year. And you write it down. But you've got to start taking steps in the natural, like Saul took and started preaching that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You've got to take steps in the natural. Maybe you need to fill out more job applications and have more interviews. You've got to take steps in the natural towards receiving that new start financially in your in 2021, starting tonight. Is that making sense? Is that making sense here tonight? There's so much that God has got for you. Maybe God is speaking to you that He's got a new start for you, a new thing for you as far as church is concerned. Maybe He's wanting you to transition from one church to another church. Write it down if He speaks that to you. And then start taking steps towards it. And one more thing. Don't let regret concerning 2020 hold you back. Don't let the I would've, I could've, I should've hold you back in the new year. If anybody had reason for regret, it would have been Saul, because he was once a persecutor of the followers of the way, of the followers of Jesus Christ. If anybody could have had regret, it was him. But you know what? Once he was in communication with God through prayer and Ananias prayed for him, man, this man just got up and he immediately, at once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. He didn't look backward. He looked forwards. And it's the same with us, friends. If you want to go forwards with your life, if you want to get ahead with your life, you want a new start in your life this year, starting tonight, you can't be looking backwards. You've got to be looking forwards. Don't let the devil, with regret, try to hold you down and paralyze you. Because God's got something great in store for your life. We serve a miracle-working God, and He's got a miracle for your life starting tonight for 2021. Can somebody say amen tonight?
Amen.
God loves you so very much. Something good can happen to you in 2021. Something new can happen for you in 2021, starting tonight. But remember, you've got to be in prayer to God. You've got to be getting your orders from headquarters. Number two, write down the thing that God is speaking to you about the new start He has for you this year. And number three, start taking steps in the natural toward the new thing that God has got for you. Don't look back. Look ahead. Don't let the devil hold you back concerning regrets in 2020. Look ahead. He's got something great for your life. You're not on this earth by accident. You're not on this earth by mistake. You are on this earth with a God-given divine destiny, purpose, and end. You weren't made just to take up space, friends. You are not a spare part in this world. You are not a spare part in the kingdom of God. He's got something very special for you to do. He's got something new for you starting in 2021. But seek his face in prayer. Get up early in the morning. Jesus arose while it was early in the morning and he prayed to God the Father. We need to be praying in the morning to God the Father. Amen? God, what is it that you're wanting to do with my life starting in January of 2021? Amen? And write it down. Write it down. And then start taking steps toward that goal that God has given you. And don't look back. Look ahead. Don't be paralyzed by regret. Look ahead. Because God's got something great for you. Is that good news here tonight? You're not here just to exist and to take up space. And to just sit all day long. You're here on this earth with a God-given divine destiny, end, and purpose to do something so important in this world and in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
And I've used this illustration before. Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Anybody else? Where's the wealthiest place in this world? The graveyard. Because there are people that died that had a wealth of potential that never fulfilled the new thing, the thing God had for them. They lived, they existed, and that wealth of potential stayed in the graveyard. Because maybe they allowed regret to paralyze them from moving ahead. Is that making sense here tonight? I don't want to be another graveyard statistic. I want to fulfill the thing, the new thing that God has got for my life starting tonight in 2021. How about you? Amen? And as you were listening tonight, you might be thinking, well, you know what? I've never even accepted Jesus Christ once as my Savior and my Lord. But tonight, for the very first time, I want to do that. If that's you, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. If for the very first time in your life you're wanting to accept Jesus as your Savior, raise your hand. For the very first time. Very first time. Okay. Yes, sir. Stand up. This is not a recommitment prayer. This is a first-time salvation prayer. Anybody else here tonight? If you really connect with Saul and his tremendous conversion experience, and you want to know Jesus personally, then raise your hands. Anybody else? Yes. Yes, sir. Stand up. Anybody else want to follow their lead? First time salvations. Anybody else here tonight? Anybody else here tonight? Wanting to accept Jesus. Wanting to know Jesus. Like Saul knew him. Like Saul met him on the road to Damascus. Anybody else? All right, see those two people. Anybody else want to follow their lead? You know, the next hour is not guaranteed you. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would go to heaven? If you don't know that you know that you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, there's not another moment to waste. All right, those standing up, repeat this prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that you did that. I put my faith in you tonight. I'm sorry for the bad things I've done. I change my mind tonight from going my way to going your way only. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. My spirit, my mind, my body, my finances, my relationships. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life here on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to meeting you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to God's family. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. And there may be some of you out there tonight that maybe you followed Jesus at one time, but you got upset with somebody, you got upset with God, and you've slipped away from Jesus. You're doing your own thing. But tonight, you want to re-give, you want to recommit, you want to rededicate your life back to Jesus. If that's you here tonight, raise your hand. If you want to rededicate, yes, I see those hands. Stand up. Stand up. Anybody else want to follow their lead tonight? Rededicating, recommitting their lives to Jesus Christ. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Want to follow these men's lead here tonight? Anybody else? Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. If God is whispering to your spirit by the Holy Spirit, don't ignore His voice. Stand up. Stand up, because the next hour is not guaranteed you. You can walk out of this building tonight, out of this room tonight, and slip into eternity. Do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'd be in heaven forever with Jesus? If not, you need to stand up. There's not another moment to waste. Anybody else? All right. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Anybody else? All right, those standing up, say this. Say, "Dear Jesus, I love you. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things, but tonight I change my mind from going my way to going your way. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. My spirit, my mind, my body, my relationships, my finances. I love you, Jesus. Give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life here on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face in heaven. I love you, Jesus. Amen." May God richly bless you. And for those, give them a hand. The angels are rejoicing. Give them a hand tonight. For those two first-time salvations and for the recommitments, you know, there's certain spiritual disciplines that you practice in order to stay close to Christ on this earth. Going to church, reading your Bible, prayer, like we talked about, finding good, solid Christian friends. All right? May God richly bless you guys as we start 2021. May it be the year of a new start, or new starts, fresh starts for you. Amen? We can be optimistic for the United States of America, and we can be optimistic for our lives personally starting tonight. May God bless you very much. You're dismissed. The students first. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you.